Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, I thank you for this time together.
天父，我们再次感谢你给我们这段时间。
And I pray, Lord, that you will work in us and through us.
求你在我们心中也借着我们动善工。
That we might understand more about you.
好叫我们更理解认识你。
And more about all that you've done for us in Christ.
你在基督里我们成就的大事也让我们理解。
And that, Lord, we might be changed.
好叫我们生命改变更新。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Okay, I want us to go to Exodus.
好，出埃及记。
Chapter
34. 34章。
We're going to read verse 6 and 7.
我们读六到七节。
We're going to be talking about God's disposition toward the sinner.
我们来看看神对罪人的态度和立场。
Now, in verse 6, it says,
第六节说,
Then the Lord passed by in front of him, Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.
耶和华在他就是摩西面前宣告说，耶和华耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三四代。
The Bible is perfect.
圣经是完全的。
And the things it tells us are so balanced.
圣经的教导是完全平衡的。
When we, here we have a description of God's character.
这里我们看到对神的个性的形容，属性的形容。
We could spend the rest of our lives just studying this passage.
我们一辈子都可以学习这段经文。
Now let's look at what it says.
我们看看这说什么呢？
He's compassionate.
他是有怜悯的。
Okay. He's gracious.
他是有恩典的神。
He's slow to anger.
他不轻易发怒。
He abounds in loving kindness and truth.
并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And he keeps loving kindness for thousands.
他为千万人存留慈爱。
And he forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
他赦免罪恶、过犯和罪孽。
Now, that's a beautiful picture of God.
这是神的一幅美好的图画。
But then he says something.
然后他继续说。
That seems to contradict.
他所说的似乎是跟前面矛盾。
What he has just said.
前面矛盾。
He says he is one who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
他说他赦免罪孽、罪恶、过犯啊。
But then he says, but he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
然后他说，他万不以有罪的为无罪。
Now, if God has to forgive you,
如果神必须要赦免你，
it's because you're guilty.
因为 forgive you, 因为你有罪，所以他必须赦免你。
If God has to forgive you, it's because you are guilty.
因为他要免你的罪，所以他要，因为你有罪，所以他要赦免你的罪嘛。
So how can he forgive the guilty?
所以他怎么能够赦免那有罪的？
And yet not leave the guilty unpunished.
那怎么又不能以有罪的为无罪呢？
Do you see the two different ideas?
你看这两个不同的概念吗？
It's very important that you see this.
很重要，看见这一点。
He says that he forgives sin.
他一方面他说他赦免罪孽过犯。
But he says he also punishes the guilty.
他也说他追讨他们的罪。
So how can he punish the guilty?
他怎么又能够追讨他们的罪？
And forgive the guilty?
又赦免他们的罪。
At the same time.
同时。
That's one of the great problems of the whole Bible.
这是整本圣经的一个大问题。
Let me put it to you this way.
我这么说好了。
God says he will punish those who sin.
神说他会追讨那些犯罪的人的罪。
But he also says he will forgive those who sin.
他同时又说他要赦免他们的罪。
How does he do both things?
他怎么能够同时又赦免又追讨呢？又审判呢？
That's an amazing. Do you understand the question?
你明白这个问题吗？
There's the problem.
这是大问题。
You see, God cannot just turn his back on sin.
你知道神不能够睁只眼不闭只眼不看罪。
He cannot pretend that it doesn't exist.
他不能够假装罪不存在一样。
He can't just forgive sin.
他不能够就一笔勾销，就这么算了，不。
The one who sins must die.
犯罪的必须要死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
他万不以有罪的为无罪。
So how does he do that?
他怎么能够？
Here's how he does it.
这是他怎么能够成就的。
The guilty are punished.
那有罪的受了审判。
In his son.
在他的儿子里受了刑罚。
His son bears the sins of the guilty.
他的儿子为罪人担当他们的罪孽。
And his son suffers the penalty for their sin.
他的儿子为他们受罪恶的刑罚。
So he punishes for every sin.
所以他的确审判所有的罪。
He shows that he's a righteous God.
他彰显了他的公义，伸张他的公义。
Because he condemns sin.
因为他审判了罪，追讨了罪。
He condemns the sinner to die.
他叫罪人死。
But then he demonstrates his love.
同时他也彰显了他的慈爱。
In that he becomes a man.
因为他降世为人。
Takes the place of the sinner.
代替罪人受刑罚。
And dies under the very punishment that the sinner deserved.
为罪人担当了罪人当受的审判。
Isn't that amazing?
真是叫人惊讶。
So now here's what I want you to see.
这是我要你看到的。
We're going to talk about God's disposition toward the sinner.
我们要看到神对罪人的态度如何。
Now I want you to look at it this way.
要这么看啊。
When a holy, righteous God
公义圣洁的上帝
is confronted by the depravity and open rebellion of men.
看到人的堕落反叛悖逆。
The result is God's judgment and wrath.
结果就是神的愤怒与审判。
And the only way men can be saved
人唯一能够得救的途径
is through faith in his son
是借着信靠他的儿子
who suffered God's wrath
他的儿子担当了神的愤怒
in the place of God's people
代替神的百姓受审判
so that they might be saved
好叫他们能够得救。
Now,The Bible says that God made men upright.
圣经说神造人本是公义正直的。
But man has sinned.
但是人犯罪了。
Now this change in man
人的这个改变
must result in a change in God's disposition toward him.
也导致了神对人的态度的改变。
God created Adam and said this is good.
神造了亚当说这是好的甚好。
But when Adam sinned, God said this is bad.
亚当犯罪了，神说这不好，犯罪了。
Before Adam sinned, he was under God's favor.
在亚当犯罪之前，他在神的恩典之下。
But after he sinned, he was under God's wrath.
但是亚当犯罪之后，他在神的愤怒之下。
Wrath is real.
神的愤怒是真实的。
God hates sin.
神恨恶罪。
And he will come in judgment against the sinner.
他必须来审判罪人。
The only way the sinner might be saved.
罪人得救的唯一途径。
Is through trusting in Christ.
是借着信靠基督。
Who died in his place.
为他替死的基督。
Now let's look at some of the things, some of the disposition of God toward the sinner.
好，我们来看看神对罪人如今的态度。
First of all, the Bible talks about grief.
好，首先圣经讲到神的忧啊，伤心啊，伤心。
That God responds to our sin with grief.
神对我们的罪的反应是忧伤。
Now you say, well, okay.
你说好啊。
But there are some. We have to be very careful when we say that.
那我们这么说的时候要小心啊。
I want to read some things to you.
我读一些给你听啊。
Can an all-sufficient, all-powerful God suffer?
一个没有缺乏、无所不能的上帝能够受苦吗？能够伤心吗
？Can he experience grief?
这样的一位神能够经历忧伤吗
？This is the answer.
答案是
While we must affirm that the God of Scriptures, of the Scriptures, is self-determining.
一方面我们必须肯定say it again.
We must affirm from the Scriptures.
从圣经我们必须肯定。
That God is not governed by the dispositions and actions of others.
他不是因着人的对他的态度，他有改变。
For example,
譬如
，You have the power to make me sad.
你有能力叫我伤心，对不对
？You have the power to make me afraid, maybe.
你有可以叫我害怕，对不对
？In doing that, you have power to coerce or manipulate.
所以你可以操纵我，从那个角度，你可以改变我，从一个角度，对不对？
But even though the Bible teaches that God grieves,
虽然圣经教导神的确伤心
it doesn't mean that He can be changed or manipulated by what we do.
那意思不是说我们所做的什么事情能够操纵他，能够控制他不
Do you see the difference?
你看这个不同吗
He does grieve.
他的确他会忧伤
over our sin.
因着我们犯罪他会忧伤
But He's not.But he's not governed by what we do.
但他不是因着我们所做的被操纵、被控制、被影响。
So, God is not manipulated by the actions of others.
所以神不是因着别人的行动，他受了操纵、受了影响。
God is immutable in all His perfections. He does not change.
因为神不改变，所以他所做的一切就不会变。
However,
但是
we can say
我们可以说
that God is not apathetic or unmoved by His creatures' response to Him.
神并非人所做的一切，神并不是冷酷无情的，没有反应的。
Okay, God is a real person.
神是一个真正的灵啊，他是真正的。
He feels.
他有感情。
He loves.
他有爱。
He hates.
他有恨。
He grieves.
他会伤心。
And he is capable of entering into a relationship with us.
他也可以跟我们进入一个关系。
This is very important to understand.
很重要理解这些。
Very important. Now I want us to go to Genesis chapter 6.
我们看了创世纪第六章啊。
Look at verse 6.
看第六节。
It says, Then the Lord was sorry that He had made man on the earth, and He was grieved in His heart.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
Now we need to understand this.
我们需要了解啊。
This does not mean that God recognized that He made a mistake.
这不是说神后悔啊，神知道哎，我从前犯错了，不是啊。
It's not saying that God is saying, "Oh, I wish I hadn't done that."
这不是说神说，哎呀，我从前不该那么做，我希望没那么干，没有造人不。
It simply means that God was grieved.
这意思就是神忧伤了。
But it tells us a lot about Him.
但是这让我们明白很多有关他的事。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He loves beauty.
他喜欢美好的事。
He loves all the good things He created.
他喜爱他所造的这个美好的世界。
To see them become twisted.
看到人变扭曲了。
To see them run to destruction.
看到人奔向灭亡。
Is something that grieves His heart.
使上帝的心忧伤。
Even the actions of the most wicked man.
甚至那些最邪恶的人的行动。
Grieve him.
使上帝忧伤。
Now this is important not only for the unbeliever.
这不仅对不信的人很重要。
But for us who believe.
对我们这些相信的人也很重要。
As we will see in the New Testament.
我们在新约里头会看到。
Our sin grieves God.
我们犯罪会使神忧伤啊。
Why do we not sin?
为什么不犯罪呢？
It's not just because sin will cause us trouble.
不仅仅是罪恶会给我们带来痛苦。
We do not want to sin because it grieves God's heart.
我们不犯罪，不想犯罪，因为这也会叫神伤心。
When your child disobeys you,
当你的孩子不听话，反叛
，it bothers you.
叫你伤心啊。
It grieves you.
叫你忧伤啊。
you do not say this.
你不这么说。
I wish he'd never been born.
你不会说，哎，我巴不得他没生下来。
I made a mistake.
哎，我犯错误了，我生这个儿子。
You don't say that.
你不会那么说。
But you grieve.
但是你忧伤。
And that's an expression of love.
那是爱的表现。
Let's look in Psalms 78.
我们看诗篇第七十六篇。
Verse 40.
第四十节。
It's talking about Israel in the wilderness.
讲到以色列人在旷野中的光景。78章，对。
Verse 40.
七十八四十节。
How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert.
他们在旷野悖逆他，在荒地叫他担忧，何其多呢？
God had entered into a covenant relationship with Israel.
神与以色列人立了约，建立了一个约的关系。
He had given them many great privileges and promises.
给了他们很多的特权，很多的应许。
But they ended up being destroyed in the wilderness.
但他们最后竟然被毁灭掉了，在
Almost
在旷野。
All of them died in unbelief.
他们几乎所有的人都因着不信、小信，就灭亡了。
Of that generation, only Caleb and Joshua entered into the promised land.
那一代的人只有加勒跟约书亚进入了应许之地迦南地。
It didn't bring him joy to judge Israel.
神审判以色列，并不叫他喜乐啊。
It grieved him.
反而叫他伤心忧痛。
Now look at Isaiah 63.
再看以赛亚书六十三章。
Verse 10.
63章第十节。
But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore he turned himself to become their enemy and fought against them.
他们竟悖逆，使主的圣灵担忧，他就转作他们的仇敌，亲自攻击他们。
Now this is very important.
这非常重要。
These people sinned against God.
这些人呢，悖逆神，反叛神，
and they grieved him.
犯罪，他们就使神忧伤担忧。
We can say that he was truly grieved in love.
我们可以说，神是在爱中是真正的担忧忧伤。
But don't just think God is up in heaven mourning.
但不要想啊，神在上帝在那，哎呀，哀哭啊，不是的。
Look what else it says.
看看又说什么。
Therefore he turned himself to become their enemy and fought against them.
他就转作他们的仇敌，亲自攻击他们。
Sorry. Do you realize?
你知道吗？
How terrifying this is.
这是何等的可怕。
It'd be terrifying to know the Chinese army was going to fight against you.
如果知道中国的军队要攻击你，叫人害怕，吓死人了。
Yet they're nothing compared to God.
但是比起上帝来，中国的大军算什么？
Now in Romans 5,
在罗马书第五章，
it says that we have become enemies of God.
讲到我们成了神的仇敌。
Most people,
大多数人，
in modern day Christianity,
在现代的基督教里头，
interpret that just one way.
只有一个解释的方法。
We were God's enemies.
我们是神的仇敌。
We were against God.
我们反对神，抵挡神。
But God was not against us.
但神并没有抵挡我们，反对我们，攻击我们。
Because God's not against anybody.
因为神不会反对任何人。
That's not true.
但并非如此。
Look what this verse says.
你看这段经文怎么说的？
It says that he turned himself to become their enemy.
这里说的，他就转作他们的仇敌。
He fought against them.
他亲自攻击他们。哇。
The sinner.Who rejects Christ?
你知道，拒绝神的罪人
is not only an enemy of God.
他不仅是神的仇敌。
There's a real sense in which God is an enemy of them.
从另一个真实的角度来看，神也做他们的仇敌。
It's in this context that we can understand the teaching of John the Baptist and of Jesus himself.
在这个上文下理中，我们可以明白施洗约翰的教训跟主耶稣的教训。
John the Baptist said, "Flee from the wrath to come."
施洗约翰说，你们要逃避神的愤怒。
Jesus said, "Don't be afraid of men."
耶稣说你们不要怕人，人算什么？
Who can kill the body.
他只能杀你身体。
But be afraid of him who can kill the body and the soul.
你要怕上帝，他不但把你的身体杀了，还把你灵魂丢到地狱里。
Peter said the same thing.
彼得说同样的事情。
So did Paul.
保罗也是。
Save yourself from this crooked generation.
你们要从这个悖谬的世代拯救自己。
The prophet Amos, be prepared to meet your God.
阿摩斯先知说，你要做好准备来迎接你的神。
There's a good way of saying this.
有一个很好的说法啊。
When someone tells me, Brother Paul, I've been saved.
有人告诉我，哎呀，保罗弟兄，我得救啦。
I say, saved from what?
我是从哪里得救啊？
And sometimes they'll go, well, saved from sin.
从他们说，罪里得救啊。
I said, sin wasn't coming after you.
罪没有在追讨你啊。
And they said, well, saved from hell.
从地狱里得救啊，他说。
I said, no, that's not a good answer.
不对，这个答案不是最好的。
They said, well, then what was I saved from?
那他说，我是从什么当中得救呢？
You were saved from God.
你从神手中得救。
He was your enemy.
神是你的仇敌。
He was coming against you.
神在追讨你。
A good way to look at it is this way.
一个很好的看法是啊。这么看，
God saved you from himself.
神从他自己手中把你救出来。
God saved you for himself.
神也把他救你是为了他自己。
And God saved you all by himself.
神救你也是借着他自己。
This is a thing that we're going to talk about later.
我们等会会讲到啊。
The amazing thing about the love of God.
讲到神的爱是何等的叫人惊叹。
When man sins,
当人犯罪，
God becomes his enemy.
神成了他的仇敌。
God's wrath is kindled against him.
神的愤怒就
Now, I'm talking about the sinner outside of Christ.
讲到一个罪人啊，他在基督之外的，神的愤怒在他身上。
He becomes an object of God's wrath.
他成了神愤怒的对象，生气的对象。
Ephesians 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Now, but God's love is of such a nature,
但是神的爱是如此的奇妙，
that he is able to work for the salvation of the very objects of his wrath.
他能够拯救他所愤怒生气的对象，为他效力。
He doesn't deny that he's holy.
他不否认他的圣洁。
He doesn't deny that he's just.
他不否认他的公义。
He hates sin.
他恨无罪，没错。
He'll come with wrath against the sinner.
他会带着愤怒来审判罪人。
But his love is of such a nature.
但他的爱是何等的奇异。
He can work for the salvation of the object of his wrath.
他可以拯救他所愤怒的对象，要救他。
Another way of looking at it is like this.
另外一个角度来看是这么说啊，角度来看。
God's wrath burns against the sinner.
神的愤怒在向罪人发作。
But with one hand, God's mercy holds back his wrath.
但神的一只手，神的怜悯的手，把神的愤怒止住。
And with the other hand, God's mercy calls men to come.
神的另一只手，神的怜悯呼召人来。
Come to Christ.
来到基督面前。
But one day,
那有一天，
God will pull back his hand.
神会把这怜悯的手收回。
And no longer offer salvation to men.
他不再把救恩赐给人了。
He'll pull back his hand from his wrath.
他也会把那阻止愤怒的手收回。
And the wrath of God will engulf the sinner.
神的愤怒就会倾倒在罪人身上。
This is very important to understand.
这是非常重要的事情。
Very important.
很重要。
So our sin grieves God.
我们的罪叫神伤心。
Let's look in Ezekiel chapter 6.
我们看以西结书第六章。
Verse 9.
第六章的第九节。
Then those of you who escape will remember me from among the nations to which they will be carried captive, how I have been hurt by their adulterous hearts which turn away from me, and by their eyes which played the harlot after their idols, and they will loathe themselves in their own sight for the evils which they have committed, for all their abominations.
那脱离刀剑的人必在说掳盗的各国中纪念我，为他们心中何等伤破，是因他们起淫心，远离我，眼对偶像，行邪淫。他们因行一切可憎的恶事，必厌恶自己。
It grieved God.
这个叫神忧伤啊。
That they turned away from Him to follow idols.
他们离弃神去拜偶像，叫神伤心。
If one of you committed adultery,
如果你们当中有个人犯了奸淫，
it would grieve your spouse.
会叫你的配偶。爱人伤心，
it would break their heart.
叫他们心痛破碎。
God is using this type of language.
神就用这样子的语言啊，
to describe to us what sin does.
来形容罪所造成的后果。
His disposition is one of grief.
他的其中一个反应就是忧伤。
Now, we can't look at it the same way that we would look at grief on our part.
我们不能用同样的话来形容人的忧伤啊。
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
He is speaking anthropomorphically or using terms that apply to men.
他在用人类能够理解的话语来形容他的情感。
But still the truth is being communicated.
仍然可以把这个真理带出来讲出来表达清楚。
Sin grieves God.
我们的罪叫神伤心啊。
Now let's look in Ephesians chapter 4 in the New Testament.
我们看以弗所书第四章在新约里头。
Verse 30.
30节。
It says, Do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
There is no contradiction between the Old and New Testament.
新旧约没有冲突矛盾啊。
It's the same God.
是同一位神。
And he grieves over sin.
他因着人的罪忧伤。
Now, let me just address this issue for a moment.
好，我现在讨论这个问题啊。
Some people will look at God in the Old Testament.
有些人会看旧约的神。
I mean, he's killing entire nations.
哇，他把整个国家都灭绝了。
He's judging peoples.
他审判人啊。
And then they look at Jesus in the New Testament.
他们在看新约的耶稣。
And they think God has changed.
就是神改变了。
Well, there's one answer to that.
有一个答案啊。
Go to the book of Revelation.
回到启示录。
You'll find out God hasn't changed.
你会发现神永不改变。
God is the same God.
神是同一位神。
It's just he has provided salvation through his son.
就是他借着基督预备了救恩。
Now all men everywhere can be saved.
现在世上所有的人都可以得救。
But one day,
但有一天，
that offer is going to be taken back.
神的救恩的会救恩会被拿走。
And the judgment of God is going to fall.
神的审判会临到。
We have to tell men both things.
这两样我们都要告诉老百姓。
When I'm on the street, I don't constantly preach the judgment of God.
当我在大街上的时候，我不是总是讲神的审判啊，神的愤怒啊。
But I must be balanced.
但我必须要平衡啊。
I must preach that God is love.
我必须要讲神的慈爱。
Full of compassion.
他充满怜悯。
And our sin grieves him.
我们的罪叫他忧伤。
But I also must warn men.
但我同时必须要警戒人。
That one day they will know the wrath of God if they do not repent.
如果他们不悔改，有一天他们会碰到神的愤怒。
It's both things.
两样都是真的。
Now, I want us to look at two more texts.
好，我们再看两段经文啊。
One is in Isaiah 43:24.
以赛亚43:24第一段。
Isaiah 43:24.
43:24
He says, "You have bought me not sweet cane with money, nor have you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices. Rather, you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities."
你没有用银子为我买菖蒲，也没有用祭物的 之由使我饱足，到使我因你的罪恶服劳，使我因你的罪孽厌烦。
Now God is an all-powerful God.
神是无所不能的。
And we cannot weary him.
我们不能够叫他服劳啊。
But he's using the language of men to communicate something to us.
但是他是用人的语言向我们表达一些真理啊。
If your child is disobedient a lot,
如果你的孩子淘气啊，不听话。
You just become weary.
你就会哎呀，心里头老，愁苦。
When you hear their voice, it just makes you tired.
你听到他们的声音就会厌烦。
It has to do with their disobedience.
这是因为他们的不顺服。
They're doing that which is not pleasing to you.
他们做的事情使你不喜悦。
In the same way, we may say that our sins weary God.
我们同样的，我们也可以说，我们的罪啊，使上帝厌烦。
They simply are not pleasing to him.
使他不喜悦。
Not at all.
一点都不使他喜悦。
Now, let's go for a moment, to Amos.
我们再看看阿摩斯。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
It says, Behold, I am weighed down beneath you as a wagon is weighed down when filled with sheaves.
看哪，在你们所住之地，我必压你们，如同装满禾捆的车压物一样。
Now again, God cannot be weighed down.
当然，神不能被压垮的啊。
But he's using the language of men.
但他又是用人的语言啊。
To show how our sin is not pleasurable to him.
来表达我们的罪叫神不喜悦。
It grieves his heart.
叫他的心忧伤。
All right, so this is the first thing that we've studied.
这是我们研究的第一件事。
About God's disposition toward our sin.
有关神对人的罪的第一个态度。
Now we need to tell the sinner that his sin grieves God.
我们必须告诉罪人，你的罪叫神忧伤啊。
But we as Christians also need to realize that our sin grieves God.
但是我们身为基督徒也要明白，我们的罪也叫神忧伤。
The more we grow to understand this truth,
我们越深刻地了解这个真理。
It is a great guard against sin.
我们就越不愿意犯罪，就可以防止我们犯罪。
I want to be a pleasure to God.
我要讨神喜悦。
A joy to God.
我要叫神欢喜。
And not a grief.
而不是叫他伤心。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，我们谢谢你的话。
Help us, Lord, that we might understand it.
帮助我们可以理解。
That it might become a reality in our lives.
好叫这些话在我们生命中成为事实。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.